It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, separating facts from fiction and health fads is exactly what we try to do here. But, you know, I think also waking up and inspiring our minds. And I have met this beautiful lady who has quite a story, and I couldn't resist not having her on the show because her name is Sarah Corey, and she is a fourth-year medical student at a naturopathic medical school that I actually went to. But I was compelled by her story because I think that so many people that I talk to, not only in my clinical practice, not only in my family, not only in my social life, are driven to, they think they're driven to do something. And or they have been told by their parents or by other messaging when they were younger that you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. And guess what? Their heart, their soul, their brain, their minds, their spirit, everything around them is pulling them in a different direction. And I have seen personally and professionally disease, you know how we sort of frame that, happen when people don't listen to the cues that their life is calling. So, Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Holly. It's wonderful to be here today.
Yeah. So I'm going to kind of toss it to you. And
okay.
You heard my intro. So tell me about you. I mean, we know these segments go quickly, but gosh darn, this is such an important piece for folks, I think.
Thank you. Yes. I love what you said about dis-ease and disease, and that's really what's driven me and what brings me here today. And as you mentioned, I am a fourth-year naturopath student, which is very exciting, but this is a far cry, far, far cry from where I was if we were having this conversation 4 years ago. And at that point, you know, I would say I was a product of dis-ease and disease, and I had come from a background of working really hard, and like you mentioned, you know, we think what we're supposed to do, and I was very driven, and that worked really well for me. And right out of undergrad, I was picked up by one of the top consulting firms in the nation, and so that was very exciting, and I was living the corporate dream and doing everything that I thought was right and following my goals and following my passions. And the reality was it was a little less than glamorous, a little less than exciting. And I found myself in a little bit of a crisis. So my job was going great. Everything was wonderful. But I was living in a hotel. You know, I was eating out every night. I wasn't exercising. I wasn't pursuing my spiritual practices. I definitely was not in my top physical health. And I found myself in a bit of a crisis. My whole life was in a bit of a crisis at that point. And
I think there's a Chinese proverb that actually states, a crisis should be considered very good news.
Yes, absolutely. I completely agree. I think in our society, we think of the word crisis as a negative thing. And I actually think that a crisis is a point where for many of us, we're down on our knees and the only option we have is to start listening back to ourselves. Right. And for me, a crisis is a jumping off point, and it was a jumping off point for everything to shift. And at that point, I was able to reevaluate where I was and sort of tune back into my inner voice that was telling me, you've worked really hard, but this is not your higher purpose, and this is not what you are here to do, and there's something bigger for you to fulfill.
You got those cues. And I think, honestly, myself and many people do. But I think also there's resistance to those cues.
Absolutely.
What was it? Were you just like, oh, okay, well then here I'm getting these cues internally. I'm listening to my body. I'm just going to go do this because this is exactly what I'm hearing. I'm getting a message and I'm going to go. Was that how your journey was or not?
No. I wish that's how my journey was. That would have been really awesome. No, I was in very much in resistance. I was very attached to the view of becoming the CEO of a big company and being that corporate businesswoman, and I wasn't really able to see anything else as a possibility for myself. And it really actually took my mother stepping in and saying she stood for me in my truth that I wasn't able to stand in at that point and said, there's something different. So she signed me up for this program. It's actually called the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, and that was sort of my lifeboat. And that comes, you know, in a different form for everyone. And I went with extreme resistance, and as through that process and through that program, my mind shifted. I was doing something different, and so it allowed me to view the world in a different way. And through that process, I was able to start to identify what truly made my heart sing, and that was seeing that as I regained my health and brought more health into my life, I realized that not only could I bring health to myself, but I could be a vessel to bring health and healing to other people. And so that really was pivotal for me.
So in essence, you became mm-hmm. the CEO of your life.
I did. Yes, that's wonderful. I love that. Yes, I did.
That is that. So, okay, so you were off. And a couple points I want to make. When you say, because I'm a consultant, actually, but I'm a consultant mm-hmm. in like this amazing industry that I call the natural product industry. And I get to work with incredible companies that want to mm-hmm. do the right thing, and they want to do the right thing right. And so mm-hmm. as a consultant, I get to help them do that. So it's actually, you know, I always feel like sometimes things can be either a wind in your sail or an anchor on your tail. But it sounds like the kind of consulting that you were starting out to do was more an anchor on your tail. When people say, like, when you say, let's just say, you were in Manhattan, I know this, but a consulting firm, talk a little bit about what that was.
Well, my job was, I was an IT consultant. So what I did is I went into large companies and help them rebuild their back-end systems. So I started in IT, and that's where I was, and then I sort of merged into market launch strategy. So I would work in Fortune 500 companies helping them bring their new products to market. So whether that was in the tech industry or in digital media or whatever that was, something new that they were trying to bring into market, I was kind of there to help create that strategy, work with the different departments, bring everyone together, and really kind of align them before they went out into the marketplace.
So
it looks like, go ahead.
IT stands for?
Just,
What does IT stand for? No, right? Exactly, because I'm always, wait. IT stands for, it's got to stand for something because we know about it's the tech part of it. It's the techie part of it, right?
Yes. Like the tech part. So I was coding large systems. That was kind of more my back end, sitting behind a computer, very nerdy, boring work in that realm.
So, and this was certainly not something that was driving your heart, correct?
No. No, definitely not. Definitely not. Yes.
Well, all right. And so how do you feel now? I mean, you've made this switch. I know that you've enrolled in naturopathic medical school, which, by the way, as everybody knows, I'm a naturopathic doctor. It's a 4-year, full year round practice and I mean, commitment. So this was a shift for you. It was a commitment for you. It was a move for you.
Yes.
What? And by the way, IT stands for information technology. Okay. I just had to get that in. never going to forget that.
I was just going to say that you stumped me in the moment.
I just Googled faster than you. That's all. So listen, we've got about 30 seconds. And so how do you feel now? Because you've made a huge shift, a huge commitment, a huge financial. I mean, you're certainly not getting paid your big old fancy dancy job. 30 seconds. Go ahead. Tell me how you feel now.
I feel great. I think that, yes, there's definitely those drawbacks like not having the money, but living in your purpose and living your dream is so empowering that those things become almost null and void and unimportant.
All right, there you have it. You're going to hear so much more from the soon-to-be doctor, Sarah Corey. Living your purpose, living your dream, it's so important. Stay tuned.